a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
mental health professionals in Utah say it's okay to feel scared right now in the wake of what's happening in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says 14 kids were killed and one teacher in a school shooting. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, Walmart says soon Salt Lake City residents will be able to get orders delivered by drone. The company announced they'll have drone delivery in six states, including this one, by the end of the year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have an accident reported in Syracuse for Davis County drivers. This is northbound 2000 West at Highway 193. It's been moved to the right shoulder. Slowdowns northbound I-15 from South Salt Lake all the way to the I-215 junction at the North Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for a warm-up. Temperatures climbing back to the 80s and 90s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's breezy, 72 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The flag at the White House lowered to half staff in response to yet another deadly mass shooting. President Biden will speak later this evening about the incident today at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, which left 14 students and a teacher dead.
Every single kid that got shot, there's some kind of relation. I know every single one. Either it's some of my friends or some of my friend's cousins.
Isaias Melendez heard the gunshots and followed a swarm of law enforcement to the scene. ABC's Lee Waldman is there.
Families coming out, holding on to each other and crying because they're getting news that they never anticipated they would get after dropping off their children at school today. They fully anticipated bringing them back home, and even that teacher who we have learned at this point who has passed, she anticipated coming home from work today, and that's not going to happen.
Authorities are now searching the social media accounts of the suspect, an 18-year-old high school student who is also dead. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we're going to join a community in mourning. We're going to go live to KSAT Television in San Antonio, Texas, about 60 miles away from Uvalde, where this is being covered as a local story this afternoon. Some of this information you hear might be repetitive. We're listening to Garrett Bringer, a reporter on the scene right now. Let's listen as they absorb what's transpired in their own community.
Garrett Bringer live outside Robb Elementary in Uvalde. We've been talking about the fact we're waiting for a news conference now. Was supposed to start around 5 o'clock, has not started yet. It's understandable. They're trying to put a lot of information together. We're expecting Uvalde's police chief will be the main spokesman. I know our Patty Santos is out at the Blood and Tissue Center. And, you know, we talked about the helpless feeling you have when you're here and all that's happening down there. And there's not a lot you can do. You certainly feel for the people down there. And one way to help, donate blood.
Very simple. Let's go to Patty now. Hopefully people are coming, showing up, answering the call, Patty.
Hey guys, that is definitely the sense that I'm getting from this community here. Take a look. All of the beds here are filled. There is a line at the door also waiting. People just wanting to do something to be able to help this community. This center off of Vance Jackson and I-10 closes at 6:30. So if you feel compelled, if you want to come out, you can come out here. But there are other centers that will be opening up early tomorrow morning. You can go to SouthTexasBlood.org/give and find out what time they open, what center is closest to you. But again, these are the folks that responded. They headed out right after work, some of them. They're still in their work uniforms, just wanted to help. I know a lot of them said, you know, they have children, they have teachers, they have grandchildren. They know that the need is great. And up to today, the supply of blood in our community was just 3 days. And so this is going to help make up that. We know that they've already sent units of blood down to Uvalde. And, you know, we're all doing the best that we can. And we're going to continue to bring you more updates coming up tonight at 6.
That's what it's like in San Antonio, Texas, the local TV market for Uvalde. KSAT television there, where people try to do what they can. They're giving blood. There were 4 people injured and hospitalized as a result of this shooting, in addition to the 14 school children killed, the elementary school teacher killed, and the grandmother of the suspect also killed this afternoon in Texas.
2 friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
2 teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.